Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, the big travel day before Thanksgiving. We're with our Alan Chartalk. Alan, of course, AAA warning of record-breaking traffic. 54.3 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more today to see family and friends to celebrate our unique holiday, Thanksgiving.
No question. I came home yesterday from Albany to Great Barrington, and already the traffic was horrendous. So, I mean, there's 2 days before, and today when I come home from work, you can bet I'm going to take an alternate route other than the 90, because it's going to be horrendous. The only thing that will block up the Mass Pike worse than Thanksgiving is only one day, and that's when James Taylor performs at Tanglewood. Otherwise, Thanksgiving is it.
Well, I want to give personal thanks, not only for my family, but certainly for our conversations in the morning, Alan, for the staff here at WAMC, and for Heather Shaw, who engineers us early in the morning. People don't know that as we do our conversations.
No, you're right about everything you just said. You know, it's a close-knit team at WAMC, and we all appreciate each other. And as a result of that, you can hear it in the product. So you're right. That is one thing we can be thankful for, as well as our health, as well as our families. It's an extraordinary holiday, and we're Americans, and it's uniquely American.
It certainly is. Well, let's talk about the news of the day, Alan. President Donald Trump now signaling he will not take strong action against Saudi Arabia or its crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, for the death and dismemberment of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Well, it's very interesting because the Republicans in the Senate have been feckless up to now about the transgressions of the Trump administration. They haven't done their oversight responsibility. They haven't done what they should be doing. But this one seems to get them a little nervous. And so we see a whole bunch of very important Republican senators saying, no, this is no good. You have a president of the United States who seems to think that our relationship over oil, perhaps, although we have an awful lot of oil in this country now, or because of the president's obsession with Iran and that the Saudis will be his friends and taking them on. So it does seem that it isn't America first, as one senator said. It's more Saudi Arabia first. And I think that it is really the line in the sand that so many Republican senators are now drawing. Let's see whether they do what they're supposed to do, hold hearings, crack down hard on what Trump is doing with Saudi Arabia, or whether they are the usual bunch of people who are just afraid of the people who support Trump turning out against them in an election.
It's official. According to the New York Times, Mr. Trump's lawyers, Alan, have handed over his written responses to questions from the special counsel.
Well, he says that these are only about the Russia probe. It's unclear whether Mueller wants more than that, whether he wants to sit down, whether these are the only questions that the Trump people said that they would answer, in which case that could be obstructive in itself. We really don't know what Mueller is doing, and anybody who says that they do is purely speculating. We know he has an awful lot of information. He has some of the closest people to Trump pleading guilty and cooperating with his investigation. Look, if you're a reporter, even a bad reporter, and we've seen plenty of those in our time, who don't call the principals, you've got to call the principal. If you've got a story or if you're doing what you're supposed to do as an investigator in Mueller's case, you have to ask. If they don't do it, that's their problem, but you have to ask.
In a show of political strength from the Washington Post this morning, Alan, the House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi cut a deal to quell a potential challenge from Representative Marsha Fudge, Ohio, won fresh confidence from her party's resurgent left, earned glowing remarks from former President Barack Obama, the Democrats' most influential figure.
Well, I got to say that if the Democrats form the usual circular firing squad, which I've been speaking of, and they are sorely tempted to do that. They are sadly mistaken in terms of having just won a great victory in the House of Representatives. It's sickening, to be honest with you, that there are those people who don't see the forest for the trees in terms of understanding that this is not a time to have internal bickering and fighting, but to go forward as one. Now, as far as Nancy Pelosi is concerned, that is a very strong leader. I've had my issues with her over the years, but I have to tell you, she's very, very strong. And she'll do what she has to do to survive. And if that means cutting a deal with, you know, any of her critics, be they Octavio Cortez or Ms. Fudge or any of the others, she'll do it. That's what they do over there.
From the Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, Allen, he has blamed environmental radicals for the devastating wildfires in California that have killed 79 people. We know there's over 800 missing, accusing them of blocking forest management practices that would lessen the severity of such blazes. This after the president said essentially the same thing.
Stupid. You know, we do know that about 75% of the forest land in California is federally owned and operated. So for Zinke to be pointing the finger at somebody else, you know, brings us all the way back to Bush and you're doing a hell of a job, Brownie. You know, these guys, they have no shame. And they will divert as much attention from themselves as they possibly can. And that is exactly what's going on here. It's disgusting.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Well, just take it slow out there if you're traveling. We know there's going to be some snow squalls, too, throughout the region. So big travel day. No reason not to make it to your destination.